Welcome back. Now, you may have heard that the Cromford Canal is one of the best places in England to find water voles. Here's local expert Shirley Friedman to tell us how we can spot some of these marvellous creatures all along the towpath.
If you just walk along the canal quietly, just look. First of all, you can listen. If they're on the bank and you can't see them, they are likely to jump into the water, you know, just for safety. And you'll hear it's a distinctive plop. Nothing else makes that noise. There is a distinctive plop into the water. That's your first indication. If you see semicircular ripples at the side of the canal, just stand and have a look, because again, it's quite a distinctive ripple. It doesn't go far into the canal, unlike a moorhen or a mallard, which, you know, goes all the way across the canal. The ripples are quite small. They only go so far. That could be a water vole sat where you can't see it feeding, just on the edge of the canal. Usually, they'll grab pieces of grass, reeds, rushes. In fact, they eat over 200 species of plants, so it could be anything. But you can quite clearly see two incisor marks where they've chewed. You can also look for the burrow holes. And so if you see a burrow hole, always have a good look round, because there could be a water vole quite close to you.
With this in mind, we went out with Shirley to see if we could spot some water voles at their popular haunt at High Peak Junction. And remember, if you can't see one, listen for this sound.
Here at High Peak Junction, we've got quite a lot of water voles that live both sides of the bank. And if you look quite carefully in the grass, there's a little circular hole, and it's a tunnel. And it's what water voles use to get from the edge of the water up into where the vegetation is so they can feed. And quite often in the summer, the vegetation's quite high and you can walk past them and not know they're there. But this is like a little beautifully formed tunnel. And if you look carefully, you might find some feeding remains at the bottom of the tunnel. So they just sit there and they eat. And there's absolutely loads of these little tunnels all over the place. I love them. I'll see if I can find some more.
Thanks, Shirley. Now keep those ears peeled for Ratty.